Responding to rising demand for ripe bananas, the banana sector's capacity expands as the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development officially transfers management of a banana ripening facility in La Caye d'Enery to the National Fair Trade Organization, NFTO. The Ministry of Agriculture has officially handed over the management responsibilities of a banana ripening facility in La Caye d'Enery to the National Fair Trade Organization, NFTO, a move anticipated to have a positive impact on the entire supply chain, from farmers to consumers, by promoting fairness, sustainability, and quality in the production and distribution of bananas. The handing over of the ripening facility signifies a strategic move to enhance the banana industry by adding substantial value, responding to the robust demand for ripe bananas at both local and international levels. Chairman of the NFTO, Eustace Munroz, welcomed the responsibility and affirmed their commitment to upholding fair trade principles, with a particular emphasis on enhancing the banana subsector. If you look at the situation regarding Winfresh, where do they get their money? They get the money from the second stage, the added value of ripening bananas for the supermarket. Banana is a very cheap fruit, and to make money in bananas, you must have a volume of bananas. Bananas are used as a loss leader in supermarkets. It's the cheapest fruit, but you must have volume to make some money. Right now in St. Lucia, I don't think we have that kind of volume that will yield a lot of profit. So we must add some value to boost farmers' income. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, Honorable Alfred Prosperi, emphasized the importance of this transition in aligning with the government's commitment to promoting fair trade and improving the quality of bananas in the agricultural sector. I am sure we have seen an increase in demand for ripe bananas. You hardly see ripe bananas on the supermarket shelves. Although we know that it is because of the storm, if we understand the nutritional value of ripe bananas and the role bananas play in terms of food security, we would understand the importance of this ceremony today. I want to urge the NFTO to take full advantage of this opportunity, using it as a new revenue-generating project to allow the NFTO to become more sustainable. Minister Prosperi expressed the ministry's dedication to creating a more equitable and sustainable agricultural environment, marking a significant step in collaboration with the NFTO towards building a resilient and competitive banana sector.